Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
As I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio, it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I hope if you're a mother that you had a wonderful Mother's Day. Maybe you're able to be lazy. I know if you have little ones, you're never able to be lazy because I've been there down that road. And that just doesn't happen because it doesn't matter if it is your day or not. A mother's work is never done. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it always will be. I did some posting and some things over the weekend and had something that got hit quite a bit on Facebook that I wanted to share with you today. But with that, as I'm going through the articles this morning, so many of them were you that bear with me because I know some of you are really Trump haters. I just want you to bear with me. I want you to hear what my heart is saying and not what you think my mouth is saying, if that's at all possible. Okay, we're getting all kinds of articles. We're getting all kinds of news about disgruntled people, candidates that have already dropped out, blaming one another. GOP Paul Ryan is making comments, and many of the rhinos, the elite, are refusing to endorse or even make mention of Donald Trump. You know what I find really arrogant about this? They keep screaming he's not a conservative, he's not that. And, you know, I don't disagree with that. But he was enough a conservative for them to take his money the last time they ran for the presidency. They had no problem taking his money. None whatsoever. And they have no problem taking your money. So, what is this fight we're in? Who is the enemy? We complain that Obama refuses to recognize ISIS as the enemy, but do we, the people, really recognize the enemy? Because the enemy is not one of these candidates. Not necessarily. The enemy is not Trump. The enemy is really ourselves. This weekend, the new Marvel movie hit the theaters. Now, I haven't seen it. I hope to one day, but I haven't seen it. I'm still in nursing mode, taking care of hubby at home. It was called the Civil War. It's called Civil War. Now, those of you who are big fans of this, you may know more than I do. I've got a son that's well-versed in it. But my idea of what this is, is Captain America is fighting for the people. And Iron Man is fighting for government control, so to speak, for protection and the end of wars, because they've fought so many wars. Something that will foresee and take over. You can correct me if I'm wrong. That's just my simple throw out there from what I have seen. And I've been watching the movies because, like I said, I've got a son that's a big fan of these. So I've been watching the Marvel movies. I've been going over the old ones before I can go see the new one, which I may have to wait till it comes out on DVD. But the presidential candidates, we began with 16, with the Republicans, with the RNC, we began with 16 men and one woman. And at least it seems, for now, we're narrowed down to one candidate. Yet the war and the bickering continues. It continues to rage. It's not just a little. Candidates are no longer in the race. They're still angry. They're still very angry. And there's one left. Or so it seems. The RNC made each candidate sign a loyalty pledge. That infuriated me at the time, and it still upsets me. because the loyalty pledge was to the party, to other candidates, not to we the people, not for liberty, not for Constitution. No, no, no. It was for the party. And now, those candidates who signed that with no conscience and no intention of being loyal to anybody but themselves. Candidates and party included. Our two-party system, both the Democrats and the Republicans, I'm not going to cut either one of them any slack. It's broken. They're corrupt. They are now career politicians, and they are seeking only what boosts their careers, their financial. And I've taken heat for not screaming out against Trump and not clinging to a career politician, not making an endorsement. I will not make an endorsement. I don't think that's my job. I believe Trump has many faults. I'd believe that neither he nor any of those are what we would call at one day true red, white, and blue conservatives. But I see the arrogance and the lack of loyalty to we the people. While many of the candidates, some who favored, talked Constitution, and I favored them, their time in office has proven to be less than fruitful. As far as the bidding of the people or the voters. So Charlie Reese, we go back to that. The 545, and he included Supreme Court in this, as well as Congress and the administration. Whoever it is, this is all inclusive. Versus the 300 million citizens, and that's about 330 million now. Blaming Trump. Blaming Rubio, blaming everyone but their own wicked ways, which have been revealed to we the people. So the post that I put on Facebook was just an article from Newsmax. That's all it was. But it was explaining how, with Trump, we bid farewell to the GOP. And it's talking about Paul Ryan's statements, or lack thereof, and some of the things that have taken place. And I'm telling you, the last... She goes in through this writer, Kathleen Parker. And at first I was kind of aggravated because I'm thinking, you're missing the point, lady. You're missing it. But then she says, meanwhile, at the very last of her article, meanwhile, we're told the party that adopted Trump without really knowing him is suffering an identity crisis and facing a moment of truth. And then she says, phony. The GOP began digging its own grave years ago and dropped one foot in when McCain selected Sarah Palin as his running mate. With Trump's almost certain nomination, the other foot has followed. I don't know what she's trying to say, that Sarah Palin was the problem. I like Sarah. I'm not a huge Sarah fan. But back then, I really liked her. I liked her a lot. Wanted to vote for her, not McCain. I never have liked McCain. He's a liberal. He's not a conservative. So here they're yelling at Trump, and they're looking at McCain. They looked at Romney. Romney's not a conservative. Romney was ready and fit and willing and would have, had he been there, continued Obamacare. Just maybe given it a different name. But it still would have been national health care. And I know Trump has the same thoughts. I'm telling you, they're non-conservative. They need to wake up. Well, I'm going to share what I wrote and the uproar that came. Actually, it was only two uproars. Well, maybe three. The rest of them were on board. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is not Free for All Friday. It's Monday, and we have an agenda at hand, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, the Facebook post that I made, the comment that I made, is something that you hear me talk about here. But it was in regard to this Newsmax article by Kathleen Parker. With Trump, we bid farewell to the GOP. Well, you know how I feel. The GOP and the Democrat Party, they need to fail. We need to bid them farewell. We need to start over. But here's what I wrote. And I wrote it to Paul Ryan. Let me explain this to you, Paul Ryan. This isn't about Trump. This is about the GOP deceiving and betraying we the people. We said get rid of Obamacare, and you did not. We the people said cut spending and start balancing the budget. You did not. We the people watched as you handed Obama the Iran deal, and we watched as you ignored all the concerns and dangers put upon we the people with immigration, legal and illegal. So many millions of we the people decided career politicians were not going to represent us. And so, millions decided to take a chance with a businessman who is not necessarily a conservative, but is not a politician. So, Trump did not end the GOP. Millions of we the people are done with you. With Trump, we bid farewell to the GOP, is what the title said. But it is we the people who are done with not being represented. We the people need to hold these officials accountable. And it is a far stretch to think that we can change it like that in D.C., whether it's by electing Trump. Remember the article I had, which it doesn't really matter who's president? But it does matter who you elect as county sheriff. It does matter who you elect for county commissioner. It does matter who's on your school board. It does matter who your aldermen are. It does matter on your state level. Taking it back. Taking it back. So I had lots of accolades, lots of people who really liked what I wrote, and I had a few that didn't, and those are the ones I'm going to share with you. This one, plainly said, I guess all you need to be a talk radio star, I kind of laughed at the star thing, is a microphone and a mouth. And I suppose that's probably true, and a lot of money to pay for that microphone. I guess the mouth came free. This one kind of made me think of a couple of you that call in every now and then, and I thought maybe you would enjoy this one. Remember that last president to balance the budget was a Clinton, and the U.S. was on track to eliminate the debt within a decade. In Canada, here the last government to run a surplus was a liberal one. When we elected a conservative government, they ran up the debt again. The last president to balance a budget was Clinton. I think I'd have to get back in there and see exactly. We've been running debt for a long time. And they've been stealing from your Social Security for a long time. And I had another article that I don't have prepared to share with you about Clinton signing with the banks. Things were on an upward. A lot of people want to give Ronald Reagan the credit for that, that Clinton was reaping the benefits of Reagan's era, but I'm not so sure. We see things go up and we see things go down. But what we're seeing is the loss of liberty. Our apathy is causing us to lose liberty and jobs. We have been lazy. We elect people over and over and over again on their campaign promises that go south. And therefore, Obama got in 2008 promising change. Obama got in saying the debt was no, that it was horrible. We needed to fix it. Well, he's doubled the debt. So let's not say there's a difference between the Republican and the Democrat, because the Republican had us nearly $9 trillion in debt as a national debt, and now it's nearly 20. He has nearly doubled it. The illegal immigration is out of hand. The legal immigration is out of hand. American people, the trade is out of hand. The trade laws, the trade rules are all against the United States businesses. Corporations are going overseas because they get a better deal. That's what they do. Where are they getting those better deals? Why are they getting better deals? Who is the deal makers up there, the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals? Who are they? They are our elected officials who are representing corporations, foreign countries, and agendas. And they are not protecting your liberty. They are not protecting your Constitution. They are not protecting you as we the people. They don't secure the borders. Do we need a wall? I don't know that we need a wall, but we need to protect the borders. We need to be careful who we let in. Vincent A. Fox was apologizing to Donald Trump for his vulgarity about the wall. And invited him to Mexico. And I'm saying, don't go, it's a trap. You cross that Mexican border into Mexico, and you see how graciously you're met when you're found out to be there illegally. So apparently what's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the American gander. American people are out of work. American people are taxed to death. Not only do they tax you, but they want everything when you die. You don't even deserve to give it to your children. Your work belongs to them. That's how they see it. And they are coming out, you know, Deborah Wasserman, the head of the Democrat Party. She's their previous. She was throwing all kinds of things at Trump because he is a woman hater. Well, he's not a woman hater. He has many women in executive positions in his businesses. He doesn't hate women. He got in a battle with a few, and he shouldn't have, and he said things he shouldn't have. But he is not a hater of women. He's not a hater of any group of people, whether it's blacks, Hispanics, females, poor, rich. I want to believe that he's going to do what he says. I do not 100% believe that he will. I believed Ronald Reagan was going to get rid of the Department of Education, and it got bigger when he was president. There are powers that are running this game, and they only have power because we, the people, have laid back and let them run all over us. So, many millions of American people are mad enough that they're not going to vote for what they think is an established Democrat or an established Republican. Now, I don't know why they don't think that Sanders is established, because he is, but he's not a Clinton. Many are just supporting Clinton because she's female, and that part is absolutely the truth. You can ask them on the street, well, I think it's time we had a female president. Well, she didn't do so well protecting the men in Benghazi. I don't care whether she's male or female. She's corrupt. She's evil. And she is a liar. She's lied so much she doesn't know the truth. It slapped her in the face. Well, the Confessions of a Liberal Intolerance. I've got an article there that I thought you might find interesting. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I'm going to go straight to the phones because I have Roy from Illinois. Roy, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Beth, Trump's got all these delegates simply because the American people voted for him and the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can somebody who's a leader of the Republican Party stand up and say, "I don't want him"? He's got the delegates behind him. Hey, that is so stupid on Ryan's part and Bush and all the rest of them. I am very disappointed and very disillusioned with those guys. If
you know,
I could teach them, I would.
You know, they all claim he's not conservative and he's and all this and that, but his money was conservative enough, and they wanted his endorsement with Romney, and he did end up giving his endorsement with Romney when Romney ran. And, you know, that was all well and good, but now that he's running, you know what? He's not going to play their game, and that's why they don't want him. Whether he's going to do all that he's telling us he's going to do is another that remains to be seen. But he's not going to play their game their way.
Well, you know, Beth, the thing of it is, probably he won't do all the things he says he can do. None of them do.
No.
But I'm so tired of these professional politicians. My goodness, Clinton... And the liberalism there, and Sanders with the socialism there, at least give us a breath of fresh air from the guy and everything. So I will vote for the man, period. That's all there is to it.
These elite Republicans are fine and dandy, even coming out and saying, even Laura Bush, that it might be better to have Hillary.
That's exactly right.
And so you can see that there's no difference in their plan and their agenda if they're willing for that to happen. They were willing for that to happen when Romney was their candidate. They didn't care.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody in the right... I'm a conservative, Beth, but how can they say, well, the people want him, that don't make any difference. We'll hand it over to Clinton rather than have him. That is so ridiculous.
Well, it is. It is. I agree.
I get wound up, sis.
I do, too. I do, too. You know what my complainer said? He just said on Facebook, all it takes is somebody with a microphone and a mouth, and I guess that's what you and I got today, huh?
I guess so. Beth, one quick statement. I know you got other callers, but I'm not a pessimist, and all. I don't mean that. I think things can change, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 83 years old, and I'm afraid I'm the last of the happy day generation.
Uh-oh.
And with our nation and our society and our culture, net dignity and some other stuff. You remember the Fonz looking in the mirror and combing his hair and saying, good night.
I do.
Mm-hmm. So, Beth, I appreciate you and I pray for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need all the prayers I can get. I appreciate that very much, Roy. And, you know, it's like the article that I shared a few months ago. Who becomes president isn't really the only thing that's going to matter. And what America has forgotten, and I'm talking about you and me, is our God. So we keep turning to government. And, of course, the Democrat Party, when they had their convention last time, they booed God more than once. They don't want God. Or conservatives say they want him. But the way they're behaving is not very stand-up. Not very stand-up. Trump included. He says things he shouldn't, or says them in a way. You know, I used to have a boss when I was in medical profession. I was a receptionist. And she says, you know, it's not always what you say, it's how you say it. I had one of the complainers, which I didn't share. It was on a different post on Facebook that didn't like it. And, you know, normally I've got people that follow that really agree with me. So it's kind of out of the ordinary when I have somebody get nasty. And the more I'm going to talk up, the more they're going to get nasty. And this person gave me the same message that Rosie O'Donnell gave me a few weeks back. You know, I was supposed to do something to myself. And that was their argument. Because they have no logic. You and I may not agree, but we can at least logic back and forth. If you start attacking personally, then you've lost it. Well, this article is coming from the New York Times, and it's written by a Nicholas Kristof. And I found it kind of interesting. It's kind of some things that I have said before. Remember when I did a show last year telling you that the liberals were the bullies? That's what they are. They are bullies. They use people. And so do the conservatives, before we get too far. So does the Republican Party. Let me put it that way. They're not all true conservatives. But this is the Confessions of Liberal Intolerance. We progressives believe in diversity, and we want women, blacks, Latinos, gays, and Muslims at the table, so long as they aren't conservatives. Universities are the bedrock of progressive values, but the one kind of diversity that universities disregard is ideological and religion. We're fine with people who don't like us as long as they think like us. It's okay. That's a little harsh, maybe. But consider George Yancey, a sociologist who is black and evangelical. Outside of the academia, I faced, he says, more problems as a black. But inside academia, I faced more problems as a Christian. And it is not even close. But I've been thinking, he says, about this because of Facebook recently, I wondered aloud whether universities stigmatize conservatives and undermine intellectual diversity. The scornful reaction from the fellow liberals proved the point. Much of the conservative worldview consists of ideas that are known to be false. The truth has a liberal slant, wrote Michelle. Why stop there, the article says. How about we face faculties more diverse by hiring, they kind of blunt, idiots? To me, the conversation illuminated primarily liberal arrogance. Well, that's what we're seeing, my friends, is liberal arrogance. The implication that conservatives don't have anything significant to add to the discussion. AKA, so they just start insulting you. This person says, my Facebook followers are incredible, passionate for war victims in South Sudan. For kids who have been trafficked, even for abused chickens. But no obvious empathy for conservative scholars facing discrimination. You do not hear the liberal progressive side screaming out for the Christians' genocide by ISIS. You don't hear it. Why is that? Why is it all of a sudden, I'm going away from the article here, why is it all of a sudden our bathrooms are a huge issue? What is going on, and who is the enemy, and why have we let them in? We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Liberals are bullies. They use and abuse, and they hate those who don't think like them. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Keiston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listen to CSC Talk Radio. This is Monday morning, and it is Monday all the way. I came in the office, had some water puddles in the office. I'm not sure where they came from. My landlord's checking it all out. And didn't really rain over the weekend. It rained a little, but I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it's nothing serious. We're not going to get all in an uproar. My computer's still acting up, but I had someone, I'm not going to name their name, but they're gifting me with one, and it's supposed to show up this week, and we'll see what I can do with a new little laptop, and I appreciate that. That was a donation to the show, and I appreciate that very, very, very much. I was talking about the liberals. I was talking about the Republican Party. I'm talking about the Democrat Party. There are those who call themselves conservatives, those who boast of being liberal progressives. They claim to be tolerant, and in their tolerance, they are intolerant of anyone who claims to be conservative or evangelical. Constitution, when you say that, it's a dirty word to them. And you know, that is something that I would think should be our common denominator, is liberty. Liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've taken it away from the unborn. We've taken it away from Christianity. We've taken it away from the small businessman, from the farmer, from the rancher, from the landowners, property rights. All those things that are the foundation of this nation, we've allowed it to be taken away. So, Cruz is blaming Rubio for allowing Trump to win. It's all Rubio's fault because Rubio wouldn't run as his VP. That's what this one article was saying. Had they already schooled up and got up, they could have beat him together. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy for these that signed that loyalty pledge, who are worried about the GOP party, what good is it going to do them now to continue this fight, to continue the whining, to continue the complaining? What did they end up doing with Ronald Reagan? Oh, they finally got behind him. And then they kind of schooled him. And I love Ronald Reagan. I did. And I admire my daddy, and that was my daddy's favorite. But he was not a perfect president. He did not do all the things he said he was going to do. But he had enough power that as soon as he got in the presidency, Iran decided to let our hostages go. Trump's not even president yet, and the former president of Mexico is apologizing. He's not going to play their game. Will he do all that he says he's going to do for you and me? I don't know. But he's not going to be one of them and play their game. Not on the Democrat side and not on the Republican side. And like I said to begin the show, both these parties are corrupt. They didn't care when they ran Romney that Obama was going to win again. They knew it. We knew it. I knew it all along. They don't care now. The Bushes don't care. McCain doesn't care. Paul Ryan doesn't care. But we the people, we care. We don't care about Trump. We don't care about Hillary. We care about liberty. We want to be independent. We want to have a chance to have jobs. We want to have the chance to offer people jobs. I haven't been able to get to the point where I can hire. I need to hire two or three people to do all that I'm doing. What a great thing that would be here in my little community. What a great thing it would be if you knew where your meat came from. But no. The D.C. occupiers have made some deals now. And the country of origin labeling has been repealed. They're making deals. You know how important all this stuff was with the endangered species? I have an article that I didn't get to share with you just yet. Where they're okay, you know, they're going to go ahead with these windmills for energy. Doesn't matter how many eagles they take out, but by golly, you better not take out an eagle. The arrogance and the mixed agendas that they have. It's not about climate change. Don't even believe that for one second. It's about controlling you. It's about taking more money from you. It's about the agendas and the deal cuttings that they make. So like I said, we the people sent them up there in 2012. We made their, they said, give us the majority and we'll take care of this. So we give them the majority. They didn't take care of it. They could have defunded Obamacare and they did not. They passed it. They ignored it. They could have at least made some cuts for a budget. No, they did nothing. In fact, in December, they passed another omnibus bill. They handed Obama the Iran deal. They handed it to him. Kind of like Caesar washing his hands of the blood. They just handed it to him. We've asked them to take care of the immigration problems, the border problems. They will not do it. In fact, many of them that were running all of a sudden had always been for amnesty. Now they're not, because that's what they were going to convince you to elect them with. We told them to investigate and defund Planned Parenthood, and they have not. So this nation is in a genocide of its future as we kill the unborn for our own convenience. And then we profit by selling the baby parts. This nation's problem is not Trump. This nation's problem is the hearts of the people. When will we realize we are the enemy. We have allowed these politicians. We hold that obligation. We hold that responsibility, but we have allowed them to perpetrate such crimes against humanity. Do you see it now? Can you see it? We are our own enemy. First you recognize it, and then you come together, and you bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.